All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you from Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Pro Wrestling America brings you 10 great matches this week. Television title on the line as Kendall Windham defends the title against Rolando Freeman. And then the World Heavyweight title is on the line as Goldust defends the title against Tully Blanchard. But we're going to start off the same way we did last week. Two things have happened for our opening matches this week. First, we have switched opponents. Second, the tag team partners not involved in the match have been locked in penalty box cages backstage. They cannot get involved in the other match. So we start off with Paul Diamond facing off against JC Ice. And Diamond and Ice have a great match. When they get locked up together in the corner, David Manning tries to separate them. Both Diamond and Ice headbutt Manning to continue brawling with each other. Manning gets up and calls for the bell, disqualifying both men. Diamond and Ice turn again toward Manning. Manning reminds them, you do not touch the referee. Manning sends them both back to the dressing room, telling them their night is over. So, once again, double disqualification, but this time, 7 minutes and 36 seconds into the match. Much longer than both matches took last week. All right, so as we swap tag team partners in the penalty box cages backstage, Tanaka and Wolfie D make their way down to the ring. Tanaka has the upper hand for the bulk of the match, but Wolfie D breaks his momentum with a drop toe hold onto the middle rope. While both men are catching their breath, each grabs a foreign object from their tights. Tanaka has a pair of brass knuckles. Wolfie D has a chain. As they get to their feet, they knock each other out with the foreign objects. David Manning sees both objects and calls for the bell, once again disqualifying both men, this time in a time of 5 minutes 31 seconds. So for whatever reason, the second match, both last week and this week, decides to be, we want to go faster than the last one. All right, we are here for a momentous occasion. For the first time in 3 weeks, Bobby Heenan is at a PWA event. While Lance tries to investigate where he has been during this time, Heenan focuses his comments on Tully becoming the next World Heavyweight Champion tonight. After tonight, he will be two-thirds of the way through his grand master plan to have all the major titles in the PWA. He puts PG-13 on notice that he will have a tag team ready to take the titles away in a very little time. All right, Heenan's back, and he's not mincing any words here. All right, now we have a number one contender match for the television title. Disco Inferno and Iron Mike Sharp. How does this come about? I'm glad you asked. Disco and Pringle make their way down to the ring. They demand that Disco deserves a title shot at the television title. Iron Mike Sharp and Gary Hart answer their demand. Hart says that Disco doesn't deserve a title shot. However, if Disco can beat Sharp, it might make me think he deserves a title shot. I come onto the Jumbotron. I say that Hart has a great idea. Disco Inferno versus Iron Mike Sharp, number one contender match for the television title. Winner faces the winner of the television title match next week. And Disco and Sharp have a quick match. Sharp gets an advantage with a catapult into the turnbuckle, but Disco catches himself. Disco jumps onto the turnbuckle and comes off with the blockbuster for the pin in a time of 2 minutes 47 seconds. Your new number one contender for the television title is Disco Inferno. Now, who is he facing next week? We get right into it here as Kendall Windham defends the television title against Rolando Freeman. In another manifestation of the series between the Spectaculars and Jarrett's gang, Kendall and Rolando face each other for the television title. Rolando tries to gain an easy, quick victory through every trick in the book. Trish climbs onto the ring apron and distracts Rolando. Tommy Young gets Trish off the ring apron, but Kendall tosses Rolando for a literal loop with a vicious lariat to retain the title in a time of 4 minutes 20 seconds. The winner and still television champion, Kendall Windham. We move on. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert faces off against Wild Card. and Gilbert has a quick match against Wildcard. When Wildcard goes for the Joker's Wild, Gilbert nails him with a low blow before rolling him up for the pin in a time of 3 minutes, 11 seconds. Gilbert is definitely not wasting any motions, trying to get Raven's attention. Next match has Great Kabuki facing off against Lance Storm. And Kabuki and Storm have a quick match. What is with all these quick matches this week? I'm not sure. But this time, Kabuki gets frustrated with Storm. He goes to miss Storm, but Storm blocks it with a thrust to the throat. Storm quickly rolls up Kabuki for the pin in a time of 1 minute 13 seconds. Right, next match. Bob Holly facing off against Chris Candido. Candido and Holly have a great match until Pringle accidentally trips Holly with his cane. After the match, Heenan climbs into the ring. As Pringle did last week, Heenan decides to one-up him. Heenan offers Holly Spivey's spot in the family as the enforcer. He says that he is better able to bring Holly to a championship than Pringle is. Pringle gets into Heenan's face, but Holly pulls him back. As Holly tries to calm Pringle down, he picks him up and drops him in a Death Valley driver. Holly kips back to his feet and shakes Heenan's hand. But the winner of the match is Chris Candido in a time of 12 minutes 5 seconds, thanks to that accidental trip. But again, Holly has now made it into the Heenan family, moving from the Spectaculars. I'm thinking this may build up into a good feud between the Spectaculars and Heenan's family instead of Jarrett's gang. And that could be a lot more interesting. But we'll have to see. All right, tag team action, because, you know, we've had so many singles matches this week. Octagon and Psygosis facing off against the Lightning Express. And both teams have a great match. Octagon gets the win by forcing Horner to submit to an octopus hold in a time of 11 minutes, 54 seconds. Your winners are Octagon and Psygosis. Non-title match. Cowboy Ron Bass facing off against Jeff Jarrett. Because Bass wants to celebrate being the newly crowned Illinois heavyweight champion. Iceman has already burned his automatic rematch. So now he has a non-title match against Jeff Jarrett. Bass has handpicked Jarrett for this match to prove that he deserves not only the Illinois heavyweight title, but the American heavyweight title, or maybe even the world heavyweight title. Jarrett looks very good against Bass throughout the match. Heenan tries to help Bass gain an advantage with the title belt, but Jarrett ducks the shot. He grabs Bass when he turns around and hits the stroke for the pin in a time of 19 minutes, 30 seconds. Your winner is Jeff Jarrett. What does this do for Jarrett and possibly a title match for the Illinois heavyweight title? We'll have to see, because Jarrett's not even in contention for the Illinois heavyweight title. But that's a question for a later time. We have bigger fish to fry here. Because now we get to our main event. World heavyweight title on the line. Gold Dust defending against Tully Blanchard. Before the match begins, Lawler appears on the Jumbotron. He demands to know why Tully Blanchard gets a title shot at the world heavyweight title. He has never been able to defeat the American heavyweight champion. Why does Tully get a title shot and Lawler doesn't? Lawler refuses to allow this travesty to continue. Although he is in Memphis, he will not allow Tully to become the world heavyweight champion. Tully and Heenan come down to the ring. Heenan grabs the microphone to reply to Lawler, but Gold Dust music begins to play. Heenan gets upset as the world heavyweight champion makes his way down to the ring. Gold Dust climbs into the ring and backs Heenan into a corner. Tully nails him from behind. The match stays in the ring. Tully tries to keep it a scientific match. Gold Dust wants to make it a brawl when he's got the advantage. Heenan tries to make his presence known several times in the match. Gold Dust manages to keep him at bay. Gold Dust has the match won after the curtain call, but the bell rings to signal the end of the time limit. Goldust is frustrated that he couldn't finish the match. He grabs Tully and picks him up in a brainbuster. Heenan climbs into the ring to protest. Goldust drills him into the mat with a brainbuster. Candido and Bass come out to the ring, but they stay out of the way to collect Heenan and Tully. Goldust stands tall in the middle of the ring with the World Heavyweight title belt held high above his head. Time limit draw. Goldust is still your World Heavyweight Champion. So what was Lawler's bluster about not allowing Tully to become the world champion? Nothing happened that caused Goldust to still be the champion except the time limit expiring. Is Jerry Lawler now in charge of space-time that he can make it go faster? Did he speed up the time in the match? Of course not, but he will probably still take credit for it. Find out what happens next week on the Thanksgiving card for PWA. After this match, we will likely have a rematch between these two for the World Heavyweight title. Will it go the time limit again? Will one of these guys be able to put away the other? Will Lawler be in Chicago next week instead of Memphis? Come back next week and find out. Because until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.